We begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matam Mishkan Moishim, the laws of Tuma, of those that contaminate that which they lay on, that which they sit on, which in this Perek we continue a related discussion of these four types of Tumas, specifically that of the Yeledes, which actually, although she's one of the women that have a severe level of Tumah, but there's what's called the Dmei Toyer, there's blood of purity, and also regarding the Shemeres Yoim of the Zavei Ketana, where although she's also one of the four categories, there's also specific halachas regarding that of the Shemeres Yoim. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding those who are Tumah, which have not yet immersed. So Hazav, Azav, Vanid, Vayeledes, those four individuals that we said that have the severe Tumah, the Zav, and the Zav is the male and the female version. Manida is the menstruating woman during 7 days of Nida, and the Yeledes, the woman gave birth. They always retain their Tumah. Umetama Adam, Mekelim, Mishka of America, and they're going to contaminate that which of people and vessels and what they sit on, what they write on. Achi, it boilo until they immerse themselves in the mikvah. And that fill in the Sachu Kamashanim. Even if it already has delayed already many years, Balei is Tumah, without having had a discharge of Tumah, Balei Tabla, but they didn't table yet. Hadim and Tumasim, they retain their Tumah. Halacha base. Yeledes, the woman gave birth. She did not go to the mikvah 7 days after giving birth to a boy and 14 days after giving birth to a girl, which those are considered the tumah of the yeledes, the equivalent of what a nida is for her dam. So then, kol dam shatira, any blood that she sees, although it's quote unquote in the days of her purity, which the Torah says actually any blood that comes out at that time is tar, but since she didn't go to the mikvah yet, is going to have the same aloha as menstrual blood, it's going to contaminate whether it's moist or dry. Because the Tola Kasav Yom Lovat, the Torah does not make it dependent just on the days. It'll be Yom Mitzvila. It's with days and having immersed oneself in the mikvah. Halacha Gimel Yeledes Shiyodu Litvul Mitumal Tara. So let's say you have this woman that gave birth that's going down to dip herself in the mikvah to purify herself from the state of Tumah to the state of Tara, which is after 7 days for the boy or after 14 days for the girl. The Neker Mimenu Dam Biyudasin. Now the blood has come out from the uterus when she's on her way down into the mikvah. Now, it's come out to the area what's called between the teeth, which is a distinct place in the uterus, where beyond that area is called the bais hachitzen, called the vagina, the outer room. So it hasn't come out yet all the way. But she's going to be tummy as long as the dam is in the vaginal area, because when it comes out, she's going to have to table a second time and purify herself with waiting for shkiyah sachamah for sundown, because although generally we say tumah beluah, absorbed tumah is not metame, the Rambam holds that in the vagina is not considered blue absorbed, rather it's what's called base of storm, concealed area, and although base of storm did not contaminate with touch, it does contaminate with carrying. So therefore the woman's going to be tummy for 1 day because she's carrying this blood which is tummy and requires to a tefillah and to have hair of shemesh or having sundown. And hence, veina tefillah me'elis adamza. The immersion mikvah doesn't help for this blood, which the tefillah of the yeledes only helps for the dam that's still in the uterus. But it does not purify that which had already uprooted itself from the uterus before she tabled. And therefore, this blood is going to contaminate the woman when she carries it, which she is when she's moving, but not for that requiring 7 days, because that period of the pure blood stops those tumas of discharges. But it will have the tuma of 1 day, even though it's still in her flesh. Now, but let's say it was only dislodged from the uterus when she really was on her way out from the mikvah, I raise the Torah, then she's going to be pure, and they should be dumb, because this is already considered, quote, pure blood. Even though it's coming out of the same place, but once you're already past day 7 or 14, if it's a boy or girl, so, and therefore the immersion helps for all blood that's absorbed into her limbs, including the uterus, and therefore makes it as if it's pure blood, and therefore then it's not going to be tamar anymore. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the tumah of Yeledes in her days of purity. So, Yeledes, a woman gave birth, she immersed herself after day 7 of giving birth to a boy, over Yudalch in the cave, or after 14 days of giving birth to a girl. Oy, achar, or a different case, after Sfidah Shiva Yom Nikim, after counting 7 clean days, where you have to have 7 clean days, if she gave birth in the state of Ziva, which is specifically if that of, in Hilchas Surbiya, Perigzayin, the Rambam explains that a woman gave birth at a time when she was a Zava, which during those 11 days, and she was a Zava, Gedayla. She saw it 3 times, where she has to count 7 clean days from that discharge of blood, and which is after she gave birth, and then she could tevel, and then her days of purity start after the day of the tefillah. But be that it may, any one of these cases, so now, during her quote-unquote days of purity, she's not totally pure. She's ketamei shetavel, she's like a tummy person that immersed themselves, but didn't have sundown yet. She has the status as a tefillah, which in Gemara is called tefillah arach, It's like one long day until the end of the 40 or the 80 days for all those days. Now, therefore she doesn't need another tefillah after the days of impurity. Rather, with the completion of the days, again, when she finishes the extra 33 days of the boy or the 66 days of giving her birth, up until that point, she's like some of the Muslim cells who just had sundown. Now, when did we say that she has a status as a tefil yom? That's in Truma Meiser. That's regarding the laws of Truma Meiser, which they have differences regarding tefil yom. But actually regarding kadshim, actually for that we treat her like a first degree level of tumah. As if she didn't immerse herself yet. Ella, rather, as if she touched the nida, or someone that was tummy from a dead person, like that didn't tevel yet, and that's how her status is going to be. So then, it comes out that you learn as follows. Sheyiledes, a woman that gave birth b'techem etar during these days of purity, aichelas b'maiser, so she could eat maiser, and upeselas a truma, and she vowed this truma as a shlishi k'tvulyam, which is what a tvulyam does. Tvulyam makes things into a shlishi. Tvulyam is like a sheni. Now, tvulyam could eat maiser, does not need sundown. Truma, you need sundown, so it will contaminate truma. Kamesh Balak will explain. And v'mnafal meruka medam terasa. Now, if it falls from her spittle or from her blood of purity, which is what any blood that comes out of the uterus now during these days, if that falls like kikash or truma on the loaf of truma, harei b'terasa, it's going to remain tar. Why didn't we say she contaminates truma? Yeah, because she mashke tefil yom tar. The liquid of a tefil yom that comes out of the body is actually tar. Kamesh Balak will explain. And however, metamas akadashim kevlad hatumis. But regarding kadashim, she's going to contaminate like a first degree level of a derivative of truma. Until she completes the days of purity, and then Matir Tarlakal. And then she already had sundown after the 80 days, and then she's going to be tar for everything. In other words, she's going to be tar from the Tumah of Tful Yaim, which is what we're discussing, and then she's going to go out from being for Truma, she's going to be totally Tahar, and for Kachim, she's going to be not anymore a halacha of a regional Tumah. Rather, she's going to be totally complete until she actually brings her Karbanis, because Mechusik Kippurim actually invalidates kachim when they touch, so she would have to still bring her carbon. Now, if you know, says Ram, it appears to me, different in these days of Tara, of Yimei Tara, she will contaminate kachim. She tzricha tefila ches, besides, says Rambam, that this woman would need another tefila literally at the end, after she brings her karbanis, and then she could touch kachim. Although she does not need another tefillah for eating truma, as we explained, but for kadshim, since we treat her as tumah, she would need another tefillah at then. Halacha, hey, yiled deshi mitzeras. A woman gave birth when she was a mitzayra. V'tavla achashiv shel zacha yudal shon kevin out. She did this tefillah of a woman giving birth after 7 days of giving birth to a boy or 14 days of giving birth to a girl. Haridam tayr shel tumah. Her quote unquote pure blood is actually going to be tumah. Why? Kiruka kamir dagled. It's going to be no different than her spittle and her urine. Where the kulam, because all these things, her dam tayr, her spittle and her urine, are kamashkin tameim, are like liquids that are tame, which have a status as a rishon l'tuma, because shekala mashkin atameim hayitzim, because all liquids that come out of the mitzayra is kamashkin shenegimim, are liquids like they touch. Chutz mizav v'kuyetzibay, except for zav and those that are like him, meaning a nidhi yaledis and a zava, shar shleish mashkin hayitzim, because the three liquids that come out of a person, that are the spittle, and the urine, and the semen, our avas tumas are considered primary categories of tumah, kamishman, like we explained previously in Perek Aleph Halachia Dalet. So therefore, if she's a mitzayra, it will have that same halacha as being just like her spittle has that tumah. Halacha Vav, the Rambam continues regarding the days of the tumah of a zava. So zava ketana, what's called a minor zava, where a woman in her 11 days of ziva only saw one or two times. And shetavla biyam hashim mishalah achanetz. Now, if she tavels on the day that she safeguarded, she's called a shemer yom, just to safeguard the following day after the 1 or 2 days, and she tavels after sunrise, kamesh ram in is nida, like we explained the laws of the prohibitions of nida in perek vav alochos hilchos esur bihalacha tes. So harei mago bilosit lum. So in that state, whatever she touches or whoever she has cohabitation with is in a state of suspension of doubt. Because if the day finishes and she does not ultimately have a discharge, so kosher naga b'tar. So whatever it turns out that she touched was tar, ubayla tar, and whoever she cohabited with is tar, upatra, and is exempt from having had relations with a nida, with a zava katana. Now, but if she did see, now she's allowed to table during the day, but the problem is if she does see discharge after she tabled, comes out that she was never shemeres yam, and therefore she actually is a zava. So kol tara shal asa tamei. So all the taras that she was engaged with are tamei. Vayis a mishkan b'merika, but she can make whatever she sat on and whatever she was riding on tamei. Ubay l'chayv chatas, and the man who had relations with her had it with a zava and his chayv chatas. Now tavel b'leil hashimer koyd mishal marashach. But let's say she had tefila on the night of the day that she's safeguarding, before the break of dawn, and as you commission her tablet, as if she didn't even tablet at all, but then there's a Merkab Meshav, and even if she wouldn't see anything the whole day, it would still make Merkab Meshav because you have to have Tefillah Osa, and she didn't have that. During the daytime, it doesn't help of the nighttime. You don't say Mikzah Mikakuloi at night, you only say during the daytime. Halacha Zayin. Haroi Dam B'Yom Echad Asr. Now, there is 7 and 11. 7 days of Nida, and according to Rambam especially, that just continues forever. 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva. Now, you can only become a Zabah G'dayla with 3 consecutive days in the days of Ziva. Now, let's say, Haroi Dam B'Yom Echad Asr. Let's say we're in the last day, 11th day, she sees on the days of Ziva, she sees a discharge of blood. But Tavlu Le'erev Le'el Shneim Asr. Now, she tells herself in the evening of the next day, meaning of the 12th day. So, Harizim Atam Mishkan Meshav, she's still going to contaminate what she sits on and what she lays on. Because Avbi Shein Yerudli is Zava G'dayla, although she's not fit to become a full-fledged Zava, because even if she's Sidam on day 12 and day 13, which will be 3 days in a row, but day 12 is already the beginning of the Tekufa of the Nida cycle, and the Nida cycle does not combine with the Ziva cycle. So even though the Tefillah at the nighttime is, the Tefillah of the nighttime is not going to be effective for Tara, because it's a nighttime. Like we explained the laws of Bisanid that I cannot combine, but still she didn't have Merkab Meshav because she didn't have a bona fide tefillah. Now, Allah Chachas, but Tavla Beyongid Bezachan, that's a Chamber. That's what she's talking about on the day of the 12th day, after sunrise. So, Avpisha Solish Amishad La'ev, although she's not allowed to have a cohabitation until the evening, that which is rabbinic law, because we're concerned that maybe she can do the same thing when she sees on day 10 or the day before that, which could run into a problem of becoming Zabak Daila. As we said, you shouldn't have cohabitation on the following day. But in this case, Im Shimsha, if she does have marital intimacy, so Boila Tar, the one she had relation with is going to be Tar, and Mishkov and Merkava Tar, and what she sat on, what she wrote on is going to be Tar, even if she'll subsequently see blood on the 12th day after she tabled. Why? Because this is not any more Shemeres Yom. That's only when you're still in the Zava 11 days. But you're ready, next day, you're ready into the 12th day is already part of the beginning of Nida cycle. Like we explained within the laws of the prohibitions of Nida, and therefore it does not combine with the 11th day to go ahead and contaminate retroactively. And therefore, you don't even have to safeguard the 12th day. Because if she does have a discharge, it'll only be mitami from what's called mekana labah from here on. Rather, she could just table herself, at least it has got to be during the daytime, and then she could engage in all types of taras. Now, if she sees dam on the 10th day, not on the 11th day, but the 10th day, then Tevelas be Mechad Osa, Mishamir says, then, yeah, she can tell on the 11th day, but then she has to safeguard that day. Because if she sees Adam after she tabled, so Nitma Kotar Shasa, so then all the Tumas that she, all the Tars she had engaged with are Tummy, because you didn't have a valid Shemiris Yaim, because you didn't safeguard, you end up having a discharge, and Nitma Baila, and the man she had relation with, become Tummy as a Baal of a Zavagatana. Although even in this case too, it's not fit for her to become a full-fledged Zavah Kamesh Ban Min Nid, like we explained in the context of Nid, because the third discharge to make a Zavah Gedolah would be on day 12, which is already after the cycle of the Ziva. And the reason is because as long as you didn't pass the purification of the Tekuah of Ziva, we treat her like a Zavah Gitana, and therefore she would be Tameh because of the Shemir Siyim, and therefore she's not allowed to have relations on day 11 or engage in Taras. Halacha Tes. Zav is Zavah Gedolah. Now, the Zav, which is the male version, and the female version, which they both have this halacha of Shivan Nekiyim, of cleansing 7 clean days, which the Zavah Gedolah is only if she had 3 discharges, should Tavla B'yam Zayin Shalem, if they tabled on the 7th day of their 7 clean days, Kamash Ran, like we explain, in Perek Vav, Milchus Asur B'ya, Perek Yudav, that a Zav is permitted to table on the 7th day, you don't have to wait till the 7 days are over, conscious to Anida. Lo Yisaskim B'taharaz Alev, but still they should not engage, involve themselves in touching Taharaz until the evening, because they might have a discharge of Tumah, and then actually Yisturu Shivisim Yasvi that actually demolishes the 7 days of counting. So it comes up in Nimsa Isna Taharas, Tumah Islam Afreya, comes up retroactively. Anything that she engaged with the past 7 days are going to be retroactively Tumah. Now, Afpishim Isim Mishkam Mishkam Lamafreya, now although they do make what they sit on, what they lay on, Tumah retroactive, but Eimet Tumah Klicheres Behesed Machash Tavu. But one exception is, they do not contaminate an earthenware vessel by causing it to move after they already tabled on day 7. Even though she subsequently, or he subsequently, had a discharge on day 7 and had tumma and demolishes everything. But any earthenware vessel which they caused to move until they didn't have another discharge on day 7, tar, that will be the exception and that will be tar.